Blog Talk Radio.
Still on my shit. Still bad smacking niggas. Still on my bullshit, man. I ever love you niggas, my niggas, for real. I don't want y'all niggas to never quit, niggas, never quit. Always grind, my niggas is up, bitch. Gotta go get it, you heard?
Shout it!
Too many sounding like Future. I sit back and laugh at these losers. Pill poppin', ain't shit poppin'. Poppin' shit, my niggas poppin' Ruger. I'm eating rappers like they tuna. Top of bread like it's Kunta. Hey, bitch, bro, you can't sleep. You should've woke a nigga sooner. Yeah, bitch, I nail her like a hammer. Like a monkey feed a nana. Hush your back to go bananas. You can have a back free mayo, he a blammer. Hold this talkin' propaganda. Even though I'm humble, gotta watch my manners. Rappers come and ask us questions. We don't never answer, we ain't got the answer. Free field doing 18. Might shoot a nigga while he dabbing. Fuck these hoes, man, they ain't shit. Let a phone a man while I'm clapping. I'm laying trees like I'm camping. Go bar for bar, fuck the chatting. I'm body bagging, toe tagging. My piece is hands, right, is catching. Lil nigga, man, I stop me. I am not for the acting. Hallways got it on me. It's in the booth while I'm rapping. It's in the trap while I'm trapping. Throwing off the carpet, I'm a lad. Smelling like a pound when I'm passing. Put a couple racks for that bag. Fuck niggas, can't fuck with me. I got a couple niggas checking up on me. They say they sucking niggas, living comfortably. I'm on my Freddy shit, I kill them while they sleep. Got a bad bitch, keep her out of me. I know a couple niggas, all apologies. Got me in my bag in all honesty. Thought he had to drop, but he ain't finding me. Whoa, big guns, we ain't fighting. Got some bullets in indictment. Summertime, we indictment. Strapped up like a bike man. We ain't with the candlelight. We ain't with the candlelight. 4-5, we igniting. Remember us like some titans. For the dead, pouring drinks up. Any beef, we can link up. Heavy drug, you can think of. Top a lounge, set of pink stuff. Haiti bash for the line. I'ma need a minute, got a line. When I rhyme, these niggas suck a dick for some shine. Y'all don't want the drama, feeling like a mama, cause I birth niggas. Dickie in the game winning now, I'm red shirt niggas. Hand the boy black, a rapper, I like mascara, hit him. 40 spitting, if I shoot and miss, I bet Lighty get him.
Yo. Welcome to Hip Hop at the Round Table. I don't know who the fuck that nigga was on Panda just now, because you don't hear so many of them. But that shit was all right, though. It was good, my niggas. It was good, though. Yo? All right, these ugly-ass niggas ain't knowing yet. You heard? But yeah, shout out to someone that did the Panda shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? That shit was pretty dope. Yo, Lynx, what's poppin', boy?
Nah, it's your boy, Sinai. It's your boy, Hot. What's good?
What's good?
What's going on, though?
Yo, whose man was that was spitting?
Let me see. Fettuccine. That's what his name was. Fettuccine.
Yeah, I gotta check that shit out. Because when I heard it, it sounded all right. I ain't going to lie. It sounded all right, though.
You know, that joke was nice, though. You're a talk. You know, Link's always got some niggas that, you know, think got some music on their body. But no,
man, his name wouldn't be his name without it. You feel me? Well, what's good though, Link? What's popping with you?
Let me see if that nigga on the line.
I heard that nigga just a second ago.
He ain't hit the line yet.
Well, yo, I wanted to tell that nigga, yo, shout out to the legend, boy. Shout out to the legend Boom P for dropping that shit that niggas needed today. You know, I was very happy today.
I'm slipping. I'm catching myself and slipping. I didn't miss, like, the last two episodes. I'm about to catch up after the show tonight. I just seen a new joint drop.
DMX talked about that. All right, OG. You slipping.
Yeah, I definitely am, though. Well, you know what it is, though? I'm going to keep it a stack. I wasn't too wild with the opening episode, so it kind of had me, like, in a sense, like, I don't want to compare, but it's just, like, in the sense of leaving me with hype, I guess. Like, with Money and Violence,
I mean,
man. It left me with so much, but,
you know,
and I was so hyped to see what they was going to start off with. And it was kind of disappointing, but it's still all right, though. You know what I'm saying? They're building right now.
Yeah, that's a fact. Shout out to the boy Mo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's the perfect analogy in terms of if you watch those webisodes and when Money and Violence came back, you know, you wanted to kind of just pick up where it left off, and I think that's the beauty of how it did it. And, you know, Respect Life, came back in a similar way in terms of it didn't pick up as fast as people would have liked to just jump straight into the action. Like, you know, Mayhem jumps right into the action. So it's one of those things where I just thought it was cool, man. But this last episode, there was like I hit him up today. There was a lot of jewels that was dropped in this last episode, you know, and a lot of things that was needed from a environmental, like, cultural standpoint, you know what I mean? Because shit like that is going on constantly. And so I think there's a lot of jewels that was dropped throughout a lot of different scenes. It depends on if you was paying attention or not. But, you know, shout out to the boy for that. You feel me? Yo, hi. Playing, man. I don't know.
But, yo, yo.
On some G shit, though. You know what I mean? When yo. Niggas want to talk. Yo.
Yo, yo, you hear me?
Yeah, Nels, what's poppin', boy?
I'm chillin', bro. Just getting off of work, man.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
You know,
you
just saving lives, man.
Once you pulling the train home?
Bro.
You pulling the train car home? That nigga Nels be giving public transportation rides. Nigga, where y'all niggas wanna go? You know what I'm saying? Yo. Hey, yo. It's good,
bro,
though, man.
Bro.
Hey, shit, man. I was talking about some just like some webisodes real quick before y'all got on. Nothing too crazy, but I actually, since you want me to jump right into it, I don't know what's going on with Hop and Link's phone, but yo, so you know, Hop brought up a point today where he was saying, you know, on King of the Dot, I remember, you know, when Clips and DNA verse started, that you know, people wanted them to get a title shot, and as time went on, you know, they put in that time, they put in that work. I think it's been like 3 years, two maybe 3 years, might have been even longer than that. That a couple of them been battling on King of the Dot between DNA, Head Ice, Charlie Clips. So my question is, you know, what you think is going on over there? Because I'm not going to make it out to be some race shit or nothing. What you think is going on over there?
I mean, yo, let's be real.
Yo, cuz, I'm in the back.
These guys,
yo.
These guys are having A1 performances over there.
Chill, I'm on the show.
Yeah, my bad. You can see, I just want to see if y'all heard me, but continue.
Oh, nah, you know, I was just saying, so, I mean, have they been having A1 material on their songs over there? Do they deserve a title shot just off of their battles off of KOTD? I don't think so.
Who are we talking about?
Clips, DNA, Head Ice.
I would probably say,
you know, maybe,
it's kind of tough.
Maybe Head Ice. Honestly, I think that Head Ice might have the best.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's like we're even saying this, but I think that Head Ice might deserve it more than anybody that came from the URL or Smack over there.
No, I definitely agree with you on that. In the sense of consistency and like who's been holding it down with the league, you know what I'm saying, the sense of loyalty, I'm not saying that DNA and Clips are not loyal because they're great people to work with from what I see, but it's just like, Clips and DNA, they gave you, both of them gave you early classics on KOTD when they were trying to build up their name and such, right? You know what I'm saying? And now, once they went on and did what they did, you know what I'm saying, finished doing their things, you know what I'm saying, everywhere else, Don't Flop, Guerrilla Warfare, URL and such and so forth, you know what I'm saying, you had Head Ice who kind of, once he started seeing he got love on KOTD, he just stuck around there like, you really don't – like, the last time I seen Head Ice off URL was the U-Dub joint. I mean, off KOTD was the U-Dub joint. You know what I'm saying? I think for the past – this year and last year, he's been straight KOTD, getting his merch sold through there and everything. And having good battles. Like, I just watched the Carter Deems and jump between him and Carter Deems. I like that battle.
Yeah, but, like, all right, see, my thing is, like, how much more work for me personally, you know, does Head Ice, DNA, or Charlie Clips, or just somebody else that comes from outside of King of the Dot have to do to get that title shot? That, you know what I mean? Like, because I don't, like I said, I was trying to say, I don't want to make it out to be, like, a race thing or anything like that. I don't think it's like that. So I don't know what's really going on. I just want to know, I think it's a little funny. You know what I mean? But granted, I don't know if Head Ice, would be able to beat, you know, maybe Illmac and all those people that he would have to go through. But, I mean, it's worth a shot, bro. He's putting on for them. He's giving them a street feel to a certain degree, at least in my opinion.
I mean, honestly, bro, it's like this, man. I don't think it's racial at all. You know, I just feel like it's a numbers game. A majority of the battle rappers over there are white. And
yeah.
They've been over there for years. They've been over there since it was grind time, and then that shit converted over to KOTD. You know what I mean? Like, these are the same people that's been with these people for years. That's like saying, you know, it's racial because we only get one white battle rapper on a URL stage every couple events. Nah, it's just a fucking numbers game, bro. Most of them niggas over there are niggas. So
I agree. I'm just saying I don't think it's a racial thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just asking because, you know, I feel like a person like DNA, I feel like DNA has definitely earned that shot over there. You know what I mean? He should be in the running to get one. So, like, that's my thing about it. You know, like, I'm just saying, to what extent, like, what do they have to do or who do you have to beat? Because they might battle a Pat Stay or Disaster or Illmatic, that's a non-title shot, and then have to battle them again. What kind of shit is that? Like, that's what I'm saying. So it's
but
like,
also, you got to think, DNA battles everywhere. All of these people that even got the title shot are exclusively KOTD artists, or they might step out of the league every once in a while. This nigga DNA battles everywhere. Flips battles everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
But
so
I would like to say that DNA does focus on URL King of the Dot. A lot of it's like two-on-twos was more like, I think, a don't flop thing. You know what I mean? He'll be on RBE maybe here and there, like one of the Chicago cards, like you said. He'll bounce around, but I think the main card you usually see him on are those cards, the URL King of the Dot cards.
But like, think about it, bro. The last three KOT champions were Cassidy, Rone, and Illmatic. When was the last time you seen any of them on a stage outside of KOT besides when Hollow battle backstage on that other shit?
True, sir. And I can't take that from you. But that's what I'm saying. So you think that maybe it's just the exclusivity to just battling more so on King of the Dot than anywhere else?
Exactly.
Hey, yo.
Exactly.
Okay.
Can I put it like this, guys? If you really think about it like this, think about taking, you know what I'm saying, the WWE title and taking it to, like, an indie league and defending it there, you know what I'm saying, and taking it to another league and try to come back. Like, if you lose, like, it's kind of like that old Lou Beasley slow term he used to use, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just loses its value if you battling everywhere. You know what I'm saying? If I'm the champ here and I'm giving out exhibitions everywhere, I lose here, here, and here, and I come back trying to say that I'm still the champ, that title, I mean, is going to lose some of its value, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people don't carry themselves as well as for the brand as they would think they would. Like, if Pat Stay was running around everywhere with the when we had the title, it probably would have lost some value. Like, if he would have went to Smack as soon as we wanted him to when he had the title, it probably would have lost value on Smack. Like, that's me kind of keeping it honest. Like, and I think that's what Organic doesn't want at all. He wants to keep the exclusivity. He wants to keep all the value of that chain in Canada.
I mean, words to Nils, that's real. I can't take that from you. I think you and Nils, like, y'all made very good points in terms of the value of the chain may diminish depending on how the battle goes in another league. And, you know, it's also a thing where you have to majority of the time, like, your home league, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So like, I can't give somebody a title that they don't even, that's not even their home league, or they're not going to rep it like that. So, I mean, Nils got a point with that, too. But I would still like.
That's why Ice is going to get. That's why Ice gets more recognition. Because, like I said, you see, he's really sticking by KOTD. Like, that's his league right now. Like, he's in a battle with him and Carter D. He was saying, like, this is my home. Like, he was talking like this is his realm now. And I can see it. Like, the way they market him, the way he just commands that stage. Like, from watching this battle, watching the Big K battle. He moves like, you know what I'm saying, like this is, he's comfortable, like this is home now. Like, he's not really fighting for a spot, trying to fight over for the fans. The fans appreciate him, like, dinner, adore him over there. Like I said, he has he's growing a great following over there, and I think KOTD sees that now. That's why I think they set him up with a Carter Dean. You know what I'm saying, set him up, you know what I'm saying, with Big K finally on the stage, you know what I'm saying, like, I think is definitely they're comfortable enough marketing him as much as they are now. Yeah, they don't see that he's really going to go too far. Like I said, the mask thing, was, you know what I'm saying, I think that was more of a money move and something that they probably just wanted to see. know what I'm saying? Because they both homies and such, so I don't think there's really no ill will there. More so of a money move. And I think Organic was comfortable enough for him to, you know what I'm saying, go make that move. Because he probably really didn't see nothing too much happening, you know what I'm saying, with his brand, especially where he's at right now. You know what I'm saying? I think it's dope that he's revitalizing it. He's taking advantage of it, full advantage.
Well, I mean, you know, Ice had his own grievances before, and so he made his move and he made his mark where he had to. I just wanted to ask, you know what I mean, because that's something that you had brought up, Hop. And, I mean, you know, I kind of wonder about that sometimes. But I think, you know, the volumes that it speaks is the fact of being on that league a lot. And, you know, then mm-hmm. the second that point, it's like that chain, the value of the chain would diminish. You know what I mean? Like, it don't matter. If a champion loses somewhere else, it does take away from the, you know what I mean? Like, having to be the champion right. and lose and then still keep the belt. So, I mean, That makes sense.
I definitely, if it was 2012, 2013, maybe 2012, and DNA showed, like, when you see DNA on KOTD, like, frequently, I think around that time, if he'd have stayed up on it, he would have had a title shot by then. You know what I'm saying? At least by now, you know what I'm saying? Or at least last year, like, or Cortez, or for example, like, Cortez has a couple more battles on KOTD. I see him having a battle over there. He definitely, every time he goes over there, he's always having good battles. So I can see him being next in line after Ice.
Well, I mean, that's something that we have to debate, you know, another time, because I have to think about that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that he couldn't be one of the people, but I have to think about that. You feel what I'm saying? But,
yeah,
you know,
no problem.
You know what, though?
I can say this. Everybody who's on URL now that started off on Grind Time, I can see them making that – they kind of convert over to that crowd a little better.
Right. I agree with you, Nels. I do. Because I've seen that a little bit hollow. I think that's why he changed his style. Mm-hmm.
Right. Like Hollow, Cortez, Arsenal, Conceited, DNA. People like that who started over there, you know, they kind of convert a little bit better.
If you kind of notice, maybe probably excluding Arsenal and Conceited, maybe like some of Cortez's, you know, saying classic moments are on KOTD. As the DNA, you know what I'm saying? You got, you know what I'm saying, what Cortez is third against Hollahan, and you got Diz and DNA, you know what I'm saying? DNA Sharon. Like, you know, those are some great battles over there. And
yeah,
I think it's because of their comfortability.
But
yo,
I think, too, though, those would have been
on this, too, though. When Cortez beat Diz, niggas be sleeping on that shit. Cortez beat Diz. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though, but that's where it comes in where people downplay King of the Dot. So that's why I'll be like, sometimes, like for my thought process, sometimes, if you did shake things up a little bit and did let an outsider be the champion, everybody would step their shit up. Because now that you're there, shit is for the taking. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you work hard enough, or like one of y'all said in terms of y'all points, if somebody really goes at it that way and can find a way to make both leagues important or want more than one league important and dabble in both, I mean, that's something new. That's different. I just feel like...
Yeah, I think that would be dope. You know what I'm saying? But I think kind of sort of, real talk, I think that's low-key why they have, like... And, like, it depends on your popularity also. Like, you can't just be coming from any other league and then you can just be, you know what I'm saying, you're popular in your league and you can come over here and be a champ. Nah, like, they still put some of these people through the ground zero. And I think, like, if you see guys like what's his name? Like Gems, for example. I don't know what their relationship is with him right now, but I wish they would bring him back over there. You know what I'm saying? He went through the Ground Zero joint against one of their dudes, Lex Luthor. You know what I'm saying? Did well. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if he was to continue with that, you could see something happen with the you know what I'm saying, with an outsider making moves on KOTD. You know what I'm saying? We haven't seen nobody really come from the outside and really just build up on KOTD. You know what I'm saying? Like, from the ground up. You know what I'm saying? Unless, like, you know what I'm saying? We have guys like Big Team came over and just starting to build up their resume on KOC. You got guys like Head Ice and that's coming over here now.
I mean, but then that goes back into what you're talking about, though, where, like, it takes away from the belt because, like, niggas just bounce back and forth. Like, you know, I feel like sometimes you got to understand something, too. A lot of people may come to King of the Dot or another league to get hot or to get hotter. You understand what I'm saying? Like, or to get back to where they once was or how, whatever the case may be. So, it like, you can't just say something. Like, when Big T went to King of the Dot, it was in a time where, from a URL standpoint, it was on a decline. You know what I'm saying? So, it would make sense to try to make that move and dabble in another market, so to speak. I just feel like you got to give more people a shot, and you have to, no matter how we feel as the opinion or what may or may not make sense, it got to be more expressed, and they have to express it, I feel like, because to some people, I think they don't even think that chain is that significant. People just make it out to be because it's like an object that you can call a title. You know what I mean? Because, like we said earlier, a person could lose.
Well,
or
I think
like,
it's a lack of structure that, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of leagues don't have.
Right. True. I mean, I'll go with that too, but let me switch gears with y'all a little bit. So, as we're talking about like, the King of the Dot thing, in battle rap in general, you know how, like, you know, it's been a little talk or gray cloud as if, like, something's wrong with battle rap, so to speak. So, I wanted to ask y'all, like, at this moment in time, what keeps y'all in it? What keeps y'all interested? What keeps you still kind of checking for it, even if you don't do it as much as you used to? What hasn't let you give up on it completely yet? You know what I mean?
Man. Yo, I don't know, man. Honestly, bro, it's like, you know, they had an event out here, was it yesterday? I believe they had a dunk pop event out here yesterday.
Yeah.
And,
yo, somebody's background crazy right now.
I don't know. But, yo, like, you know what I mean? You know, man, I didn't have anything planned. I just didn't go. I was literally at the crib. With nothing to fucking do. The event was like 10 minutes from my crib. They had Ty Law was going to battle Averb. Averb no show, but Clean Paper was there. E. Ness battled Nestle. Like, it was right by the crib, bro. My bro Carter Dean's battle. He did his fucking thing right away.
Okay.
But I just didn't go. It was another event, the Bullpen Battle League. I didn't go there.
Nah, I think that was Don't Flop Resurrection, I think.
Nah, I'm talking about Don't Flop was last week. Bullpen shit was like 2 weeks ago, something like that. Maybe three. But either way, both of these shits are right around the corner from me, and I just didn't go. I don't know what it is, man. Like, I used to be hype about this shit. Like, it'll be Thursday, but all damn, it's been Saturday. Now I be forgetting about this shit now. Like, bro, I literally forgot about this event. I forgot about it until my nigga MC Black, he was in the building. I hit him up. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, bro. I don't know what it is, man, but it's not pulling me no more. It's not pulling me. Like, I'm not rushing home to watch a fucking battle. Like, I'm not watching a battle in the car while I'm on the way to work, while I'm in traffic.
Yeah. Like, even if you listen to the audio.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what it is, man. I
can't tell you what keeps... I can tell you what keeps me, like, interested is, you know what I mean, the beauty of it not being as popular as it used to be. The NWX versus Surf and Tay Rock. You know, little moments like that. You know, what we do when we come together on the show, pause, but, you know, when we get together on the show and, you know what I mean, we talk shit about whatever it may be, that's something that keeps me into it. And, you know, I just had this feeling like, you know, it's done it before. It's gone away and come back before. So what's to say it won't be that way this time? You know what I mean? There was other things before that kept people from liking it, and they left and they came back, you know? So I still believe that it's possible. I just think that, you know, it needs time to heal. But I think the only thing that really keeps me in it is, like, the optimism of it and doing the show, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times, like you said, Nels, I don't even really, like, if it wasn't for having to, like, check up on shit for the show or, like, having to talk about the topics of, like, certain battles out, bro,
there's certain battles I wouldn't even, like, it don't even fucking matter anymore. Like, it just is not, like, the same draw is not there. So, I mean, those are my two reasons for why I still have an interest in it, you know what I mean? And I believe that it could definitely be back. It's just, I don't know what it's missing or what it'll take.
That's real.
Yeah, man, with me, like, what keeps me interested, like I said, is just, I don't know, this is me just trying to, I guess it's that time we had where we just was, like, damn near done with it, and I was just, like, you know what I'm saying, just searching through leagues and just, you know what I'm saying, just watching battle, being joints having recommended to me, I guess just the conversation of battle rap, you know what I'm saying, having somebody put you on to something, you know what I'm saying, then going checking out, then following a person's career from the bottom up, you know what I'm saying, seeing that one person succeed. And, like, seeing little things like that help me, you know what I'm saying, know there's still hope in this game. Like, seeing guys' career like T-Top, you know what I'm saying, come to fruition. Briz Rothstein, you know what I'm saying, come to fruition. You know what I'm saying?
But they don't
put
no sense to them because they're good. Like, I don't mean to cut you off, too. I just
come
have
on,
to interject.
Hey,
like, I'm saying, but they don't, like, it's not the same draw. Nigga, I'm not saying that they don't, like, I'm not saying that
that's
T-Top
you,
doesn't
bro,
draw.
That's you. That's you, bro.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I feel like the new breed of battle rap, you know what I'm saying, that's been coming in these past 2 years, like from this year, you know what I'm saying, last year really, you know what I'm saying, you said Ender 14, such and so forth. I feel like those, you know what I'm saying, this couple class kind of gave me a real good hope into the future of battle rap. And that's kind of what's keeping me into it, is really following these, you know what I'm saying, up and coming careers that I've been seeing. Like, they've really been seeing the faults and faults from the top tiers and the faults from the, you know what I'm saying, some of the, you know, not some, a lot of the, you know what I'm saying, PGs or rookies, you know what I'm saying, no names coming up that just made a bad name for battle rap, you know what I'm saying. I think these people that seen that and studied their surroundings and, you know what I'm saying, picked up on it, and we're starting to see a lot of these guys pop up and flourish now, you know what I'm saying, guys like a ass, you know what I'm saying, who sat back, you know what I'm saying, restructured his craft. You know what I'm saying? Young dudes like a Chess who took the time out to study the game, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? New dudes, use my aunt, you know what I'm saying, like Ryder, Snake Eyes, or, you know what I'm saying? New dudes, you know what I'm saying, the South, you know what I'm saying, the South movement that they had on the map. But like, things like that are stuff that's keeping me in the game. I'm loving, like, the. I feel like we're seeing a turn, you know what I'm saying? Well, kind of like a deja vu in history. You know, that history always repeats itself, but it's this new wave of these people. Like, I'm seeing, like, a new brigade of Harlem being breaded up, a new brigade of Brooklyn being breaded up, you know what I'm saying? We've got a movement from the South coming up like it was from the Midwest. Like, I think all of that stuff like that is keeping me intrigued. And new things, you know what I'm saying? Not new, but... Not new things, but things like the 212s having to resurface. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's a dual-edged sword, but we get things, like you said, with, you know what I'm saying, gun titles, such like that. We get things like Math and Cortez come together, Berg and Hitman, such like that. Marvin Quest come back and show, you know what I'm saying, showing they skill. Something like that, I think it's dope to see, man. Really dope to see. I'm sorry, shout out to Jonah, like, he's one of the guys that's been definitely a force in this new breed of battle rap.
Hey, Hawk, when you name the new people, right? Cause like I'm trying to hear you, but a little bit of it sounds like you mumbling a little bit. But when you said something about the new people and you were saying like you know their like how they study the game and shit like that, and you say you know me, so like that keeps you like interested in them because they study the game. Is it just because they study the game, so, like, they have a knack for it? So, like, are they want it, so that's what you into? Or is it, like, because they study and trying to figure out something?
No, it's just, you know what I'm saying, they know the ability, they know what it takes to be a battle rapper, not somebody that's just up there rapping stuff to sound good, you know what I'm saying? I think that's where a lot of people lost the fact of actually being a battle rapper, and a lot of people just up there trying to express how much of a lyricist I am. You know what I'm saying? How much I can stretch words and play with words. They lost that and lost the battle rap aspect. aspect, and I think this guy is coming back to just being battle rappers.
Yeah, but you know, when you I wanted to ask
you had named the battle when we were talking last week about like, you know, with some, like, he said it's crazy how one of the best battles might be Sue Surf and Tay Rock. And you were like, there's other battles that are better because of the back and forth. So, like, I peeped some of the battles, right? Now, I'm not saying that there wasn't a draw there. It wasn't like the bars weren't there, or there wasn't a competitiveness to it. But there were moments that, you know, like, there's a, like, because of a lot of them are new or they're still trying to find their way, there are certain dry spots or, you know what I mean, that whatever you want to call them. So when
and that's all, folks. That nigga's done. Yo.
Yo, what happened, bro?
Yeah, you know what's good with this one. He's back on the line. Hold on. Go ahead, Sinatra.
It's like, you know how, like, Nels, I think, said, you got somebody got to tell you, and even then you're not, like, the draw. I watched the battles because I want, more so because I wanted to see, like, wanted to prove you wrong or to see if you were right. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't about, like, the watching it. Even with the new dudes like you're talking about, they do have some draw to them, but it's like, we've talked about it to the point so much, I can't really pinpoint what it is specifically, but I just feel like, you know, something's got to give where it has to, for it to, like, be revitalized because, you know, it's at a stagnant place. It's at that, it's just in that gray spot again. You know what I mean? It's just at that, it's just in that spot again. To me personally. And you can, and, like, you know what I mean, hop through all the shit, you still see the beauty in it, so I got to respect that. You know what I mean? And I can't take it from you, but I can't take that from anyone. I just, you know what I mean, I have to ask other people because a lot of times, yo, I know a lot of people that was diehard fans, yo, and it's like either niggas don't even talk about it anymore or a nigga don't hit your line the same. Like, yo, did you hear the, yo, I bet you ain't catch this line. Or it's not like that. It's not like that.
Yo, even Twitter, like, maybe because I don't be on Twitter like that anymore, but
yeah,
when I'm on, it doesn't seem like Twitter be booming like it used to be, like, battle rap Twitter.
It's not booming like it used to be, man. A lot of things ain't booming like it used to be because we allowed a lot of that shit that Hop was saying, the stretching of the words and all this other extra shit. We allowed that shit to come to the cool table. And guess what? When whack shit comes to the cool table, makes the cool table whack. And that's where we at right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Right. Everybody want to co-sign all this bullshit. And niggas like Dot and all these niggas who really ain't doing nothing, saying a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And let niggas pass, gave niggas passes, took up a whole lot of money, a whole lot of time, a lot of spaces, and fucking good battles could have been replaced with these doodoo ass battles that we have seen with these bum ass niggas and shit like that, man. This is what happens, man. You know what I'm saying? We can't blame nobody but ourselves for letting these whack ass niggas in. You know what I'm saying? And giving these niggas a cosign. I'm not saying everybody don't deserve a try. I'm not saying everybody doesn't deserve a try and a shot at this shit. But my nigga, if you whack, you got to go, man. There isn't no more motherfucking nobody gonna tell you that you buns no more, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas just allow everything to slide. And this is the reason why,
you know,
the motherfucking,
you know what it is,
game is fucked up. And this is the reason why the motherfucking battle game is fucked up right now, man.
You know what it
straight
is,
up,
is that they don't tell them when they're just starting. They get them all geared up until when they get to a stage that they can actually be really judged on by people who really know what they're talking about, and they get killed. And it's just like, it drowns you. Like, yo, what happened? You know what I'm saying? Then you don't really see no future. You know what I'm saying? Because every dude's coming up and getting killed off. You know what I'm saying? But yo, can I read this post?
Wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
Wait, hold on. I just want to ask Link something because I got you, Link, but I wanted to ask you. You, what still keeps you interested, if at all, if you even are? Like, what still has kept your interest or keeps you optimistic or whatever, you still have some interest in it? or you still, like, you know, you might still click it, so what still keeps you to do that?
I'm saying, though, my nigga, because I've been doing this shit my whole life. I went through phases of hip-hop where hip-hop was whack, where niggas was doing motherfucking stanky legs and white tees, nigga, and all that other ass shit. I still stuck with it, my nigga. So at the end of the day, my nigga, like, the real guy come back around eventually.
Right.
Man, let's be for real. Y'all niggas remember that whack-ass era? Niggas throwing the boy in Superman and doing all this Laffy Taffys and Funky Foots and what
the
fuck is this shit,
man? I remember when 50 Cent niggas be wearing motherfucking dinner plates with glass in it and shit. Yeah, that shit was hilarious, yo. Niggas said niggas be having chains with big as dinner plates. Got glass in that shit. That shit was crazy.
Real shit, yeah. But you know, but like I said though, man, we gotta weed these whack niggas the fuck up out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. We gotta weed these niggas the fuck up out of here. We gotta stop letting whack shit be entertaining, man. You know what I'm saying?
How do you feel about Nels's perspective on just, you know, you don't even like check for shit, or like somebody gotta tell you, and even then that's not enough? Or Hawk, like Hawk said, you know, from his angle, you know, he still is appreciative for the people that still are passionate about it and really care about it. You know what I mean? Like, he named a few PG people. I don't know if you know some of them, or if you check them out, but you know what I mean? Like, there's some.
I didn't know none of them, my nigga. I ain't know none of them.
Yeah, I don't know. Yo, listen, honestly.
I knew Snake Eyes, and
I knew Av, but it's fucked up that I don't know all of them niggas, bro. And I feel like that's still saying
to
me.
To be honest with you, I didn't hear everybody that Hop named, but I will say this from a nigga that I be peeping game. There's still a lot of niggas in the game that are nice that ain't get their just due yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Mr. Mills ain't get his just due. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you got other niggas like Show Off ain't get his fucking just due. You got other niggas like, you know what I mean? And you still got niggas like Big Top Bridge that are growing. I like the white boy so easy. The nigga Reaper Rel. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Big Hand from Philly holding it down. You know what I'm saying? So there's still some niggas out here that are doing the thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not like there's not niggas out here doing it and ain't doing it. But I do feel where Nels is coming from, because the energy ain't the same anymore. That's for sure. Like, I can agree with that. Like, the energy and the anticipation ain't there no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, no lie. I'm not going to lie. Niggas say that shit, though. But when Smack be dropping the trailer, niggas be hyped in the bitch low key. Niggas confront if they want to.
Yo, listen. Links. No funny shit, bro. I was not hyped off the last few. A big card, of course. Like, what's that shit say?
Yo, Born
you know, night and day events
fire,
or something
nigga.
Like that. No, but I'm saying.
Nigga, Born Legacy is about to be fire. I'm going to repeat it again.
And I'm
going to
tell
him, Born Legacy is about to be fired, my nigga. I'm telling you this shit right now.
But you wasn't hyped. No, I'm not saying it won't be. But niggas wasn't. I wasn't. Fuck everybody else. Wasn't hyped for the last one. Wasn't.
But you see, but Sinatra, it was the worst.
You already had a bad event in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to sit here and say like that.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, like, I haven't still been. Like, with that being said, it's still the same thing, though. Like, yo, Lynx has a point. Yo, there's going to be certain battle, like, events that you hear about. You're going to run to that shit. I'm not going to lie. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm running to Gnome. I got to see who's on Gnome. I'm still going to be excited to see that. Summer Madness is like
a big ass. Those are marquee. Those are, like, flagship events, though. Like, those are events you see, like, okay, who's, like, say if you were, like, you're one of those, like, fans that, like, you've been an enthusiast for a while, and, like, you got to a point where, like, I'm just going to wait to see who they market to me as a fan now, you know what I'm saying? Because I think they know me as well as a fan to, you know what I'm saying, to put somebody good enough for me in front of me, you know what I'm saying? I think Summer Madness are those events for you guys.
Maybe yes and no, because like, I don't think Summer Madness and Gnome could necessarily be the biggest card of the year. Because think about that Cali card. We all wish we could have been in that room to feel that energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what that
you know,
sounds
I don't mean
like in that
as the biggest card.
What I'm saying is that
No, what I'm saying is just from the standpoint of it don't, like, I do go, still there's certain big name battles I'm going to go for. But I don't believe that those are going to be the best battles of the year. But you have a point where I'm at the point where I kind of weeded through shit. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see certain shit just to see it. I'm ready to see certain battles that I would like to see, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's a business, my nigga. You selling something, I'm trying to buy it, and they, you know what I'm saying? You got to have it, I'm trying to buy it.
Now, can I ask you a question? As the youngest one on the panel, like, now, I'm trying to take it back. Let's go post smack, you know what I'm saying, right between Lion's Den, or like, you know what I'm saying, between Grind Time era, going into Lion's Den era. Like, were you guys in a place where you guys were searching for new guys on the come up, or were you guys just, you know what I'm saying, sitting back and just, you know what I'm saying, just watching and just seeing the growth? You know what I'm saying? Were you guys following it and keeping up with it? I don't know if I'm in it or if it really makes a difference, but like, were you guys following with the new talent coming up back then?
Yeah.
Let me grab this one. Now I'm saying, check it. Are you talking about the Grind Time, like Lion Days going in the Grind Time?
Like with Smack, you know what I'm saying, wrapped it up and people was like, all right, what's next for battle rap? And Grind Time basically came up. And then, you know what I'm saying, going through that, then you have the Lions that come up. And the Raiders, like, you got a lot of artists coming at you at that time. Am I wrong? You know what I'm saying? Were you guys, you know what I'm saying, like, or like Sinatra, weeding them out and seeing who's, you know what I'm saying, who's the best being presented to you? Or were you guys just watching each battle in a trial and error type sense, saying, all right, who's good? All right, this nigga bad, whatever. You know what I'm saying? This nigga good. I'm going to keep watching him.
Check it, right? When Smack and the DVDs and all that shit got wrapped up, you know what I mean, due to the government and all that other extra shit, that's a whole nother story. But due to that shit jumping off and, you know, it the birth of it on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, like, what was crazy is that around this time, Reed Dollars, somebody else, I forget who the fuck it was another Philly boy, them niggas had a battle that was on YouTube that was fucking already over a mil plus. If you probably go check that shit right now, that shit is probably up there right now. And that shit was,
I believe it still is.
That shit was like real, like, you know what I mean? Nowadays, we'd be like, yo, that camera shit is all ass and this, that, and the third. Like, this is that time of the era where we didn't give a fuck about what the camera looked like, nigga. If we could hear the bars, we was in there. We was lit. We was good. We was good money. We was fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of battles where, you know, in between that, like, that transition that were on certain DVDs and, you know, you had the Fight Club at the time, you know what I mean? Certain dudes like Sam Scarfo and, you know, Matt was over there, Sirius Jones, Avalanche, French Montana. Know what I'm saying? Like,
Avalanche, holy shit.
Yeah, nigga, I does this for real. Nigga, this custom out. You forgot, nigga?
Yeah.
What the fuck you talking about?
Yo, because your Avalanche was on 115 Park, too.
Yeah, but I knew.
After Poster Boy. After Poster Boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. You ain't lying.
Wasn't Poster Boy in some, like, duty video or something like that?
Random.
I don't know. I remember when Poster Boy was out there spanking niggas, though, on that 106 of Park shit.
He was.
You know what I'm saying? I remember he was spanking niggas back then.
He was watching niggas back in the day. But, you know, during that era, you know, like, during that era, like, to be honest with you, my G, I was just happy for hip-hop at that time. I can't even tell you. On a personal tip, if I was just, you know what I mean, if I was looking for a specific battle rapper, or I was looking for this nigga, or I was looking for that nigga, nah, I was just looking for fucking some ill ass niggas that was doing they one too.
Like, you know, say you were just like for battle drop, it didn't matter who the name was, you just watched.
Now check this out, like let's be for real, like I forgot who the fuck that was that had all these battles over there on the Lion's Den, and he pulled that nigga, he was disrespecting them all crazy, throwing them and fucking basically just
fucking treating them like a rag doll, right? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm going to treat you like a shit when niggas are shooting at me and shit like that. I'm like, damn, he's disrespecting the shit out this nigga right there. Like, that shit was crazy. Like, I miss them days in battle rap because I always thought a fight was really going to pop off because niggas was getting gripped up and niggas smacking heads off and all types of saliva. Spitting in niggas' faces, paws, and all that other extra shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, this shit was crazy. But you know,
niggas trying to get into a battle then.
No lie, though. No lie. Like, but at that time, you could tell that, you know, niggas was in Harlem, and you could tell that a nigga wasn't going to say nothing because niggas had the whole block out there, so you would have did some dumb shit. That would have been suicide. You know what I'm saying? Like, that had just been suicide. You probably got stomped the fuck out pretty badly. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's been a good idea. You know what I'm saying? But fuck all that. That era, like, the transition, like I said, I can't say I was looking for anything. You know what I'm saying? I was just watching this shit basically develop, and I was looking at Grind Time, and I ain't going to hold you. I was wishing Smack was back because some of them niggas was dill over there, my nigga, like, dill. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
that was around the time where, like, it was different back then because, you know, it wasn't flooded. So, you know, you had to have the DVD. Everybody didn't have the DVD. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you had to go to, like, yo, bro, it was a different time. Nowadays, like, there's an oversaturation that you just, you know, you can't get that back. And that's something that, you know, that goes without saying. But I think back then,
Can I ask you one more? Well, this is kind of a follow-up question. I'm glad you brought that DVD question up. Do you think the oversaturation, if you want to call it oversaturation, of DVDs, once you had, like, the Sub-Zero, you had the Smack,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
No, listen. Correlation? The DVD shit, I don't think there was an oversaturation of the DVDs because a lot of these talents were official that were coming on all these other DVDs. Because let's be for real, if Smack got Volume 4 coming out, he already got everything booked on there. A nigga gonna have to go to Cocaine City, or he's gonna have to go to the Come Up, or he's gonna have to go to Over Here, or he's gonna have to go to Over There. And what's crazy, like, every DVD gave you a different look. Like, the Come Up DVD was like a commercial look. If you go look at all the people that was on the Come Up DVD, a lot of them became commercially fucking big stars, Nicki Minaj being one of them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like every DVD had, like, basically a different avenue. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what I loved about the DVDs. Like, the DVD shit was the fucking greatest thing fucking smoking until, you know, they just decided to merge everything in one, as I feel they did, like, with King of the Dot and Grind Time. I felt like, you know, majority of the artists just went over there, you know what I mean, after Grind Time fell through the floor and all that other extra shit. And then, you know, smacking them niggas, they grabbed up who they grabbed up, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, niggas then kept it moving. And, you know, all these other, you know, some of these leagues that popped up, this, that, and third, or whatever, I mean, them niggas,
great spot, though. This is the thing, though. You know what I'm saying? This is, like, maybe this is another reason why niggas might stick around, too. But, like, that gray area, after all that shit, like Link said, you know what I'm saying? A lot of good came out of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you got Hollow, Calico, you know, Mask, and, like, everybody else stepped through the door from another generation. You know, maybe they didn't fit in the last one, but they were supposed to be in the next one. So, I mean, who's to say who's going to be on the next joint? Like, who's going to be the next
guy?
That's what
I'm saying. Do you think you feel we're in that period right now? Because that's where I feel like we're at, and that's what I've been feeling like these past couple
of
years.
But
I feel like we're in that transitional period.
I mean,
I can't compare what's going on now
to what's going on, what was going on then. Because then there was not one stage that everybody wanted to get on. Everybody was on their respective stage doing what they do. Now, you have two leagues that everybody is fighting to get on. Back then, niggas wasn't caring about that shit. Niggas was trying to get a fucking deal. It's different.
It's different.
I mean, moving forward, do niggas think that, yo, it could be the same as it was before and keep rewriting itself?
No.
You don't think so?
It can't. I think that it can get back to being dope. But going back to what it was when you had all these leagues and niggas was in different areas, you had fucking street status, you had niggas out west, niggas out east, and shit like that.
I see
so
what
like,
Melvin was saying.
About
yeah.
each other by like word of mouth and little fucking YouTube shit. Like YouTube was just getting popping now. Now you
yeah.
got one nigga on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just different now, bro. Like it's just it's way different. It's like now somebody can be on fucking Spit That Heat, right? And their
yeah.
entire mission, their entire goal can be, I want to get on the URL. It wasn't like that back then. It wasn't like that back then.
Because remember, Verb was trying to get, like, them niggas came from New York. That niggas got tall buildings and shit. Like, I think.
But they wasn't coming to battle, and they were coming to show.
Yeah.
Yo, that's how we in St. Louis. Even when Cortez mm-hmm. battled Hitman, it was more of hey, Tez, let me show you how we do it in fucking St. Louis. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe
Hitman.
I go back to what Lynn said, too, with that authenticity.
Hold on. I'm going to say a point on that, Cortez. I think with the Cortez DNA, Time, Hollow situation, remember, they weren't getting that much love on Grind Time New York. They wasn't getting much love on there as they were as what people was in the West was. So they was like, screw it, we're already in New York. Let's make the move to, you know what I'm saying, the other brand. We probably going to get better love. That's how, you know what I'm saying, that's where I see that.
I mean, yo, I don't know. I think it's
no,
one of those. That gray area shit that we in right now is cool. But all that shit that if what Link's saying is or what Nels is saying is true, then go back to what Link say. Because it's authenticity at the end of the day. And a nigga can still show you what St. Louis do. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, that don't even compute. Like, that don't even make sense in my brain because a nigga can still show you. I'm from New York. A nigga could talk some shit from St. Louis that I don't know nothing about. You know what I'm saying? But you have to.
We've already heard so many St. Louis niggas. Back then, that was some new shit. Now, if you even said it yourself, like, damn. I didn't know that these country niggas could rap like that. Now, a lot of the country niggas rapping like that. So it's never going to be like it was then. Can it go back to being dope? Yeah. The wow factor is gone. Back then, it was a wow factor.
Hear me. I want to agree with you, but I'm going to say something to you about the wow factor being gone. Sue Surf and motherfucking T-Rock. Like, that was a wild moment, my nigga. That was a super wild moment. Like, that was like, oh,
yo.
Like that.
Hey, yo, hold on. Yo, Nev.
Yo, yo.
My nigga, what do you, I need you to define wild moment. Because on some G shit, to me, there's a lot of different wild moments in the,
right.
in the game. And I can name a few. Everybody thinking Jazz was on 3-0 fucking Official, and Official stunned everybody in that fucking building. That was wild. K-Shine stunning everybody in the building, fucking up A-Verb. That was crazy.
Yeah,
you
know, that was crazy.
Hollow first
that was
round.
Crazy.
Yo, no bullshitting. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I didn't think that Tay Rock and C3 battle was gonna be that ill. That battle was Official. I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say. Straight the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
But check it, though.
Hold on. Yeah, because Nell said wow factor, though, for C3 and Tay Rock.
Now, look,
you
know,
I think
when I was saying wow factor, I mean, it is a wild factor that go in battle rap. I mean, wild factors as far as a fucking new nigga, and we see some brand new shit that we haven't seen yet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that surprises the fuck out of me. Now, don't get me wrong. That fucking Serpent Rock shit, that was crazy. And, like, everything that, like, Link said is real. That was all true. You know what I'm saying? But it's just something about that fucking Verb and them coming to fucking New York for the first time, and they really... did their fucking thing.
Nah,
I don't need that.
I'm gonna tell you what it was, nigga. Cause he made the guardian angel duck. That shit was hard as hell. Nigga. That's what it was.
That's a fact. That shit is still hard. That shit is still super. Yo, like,
yo,
that
real
shit. Still crazy.
Yo, if I'm not mistaken, yo, I think motherfucker that nigga Jay Black had that nigga Averb like number one with that joint right there, like for something. I'm not for sure for what, but it's like, yo, there was a lot of things that I don't know, man. Like, I do hear you. Like, there is classic moments, but I guess since you know what it is. It's like battle rap, the time of battle rap when we was watching, it's like if you got a kid, my G, and your baby takes your first steps and says mama and dada for the first time and starts talking to you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, nigga, we was watching that. Now we got so much, you know what I'm saying? Like we done seen this shit grow so much. It's like, and not only did we watch it grow, we did get oversaturated with a lot of bullshit. I've said because everybody jumped on the bandwagon. Everybody wants to jump on the battle bandwagon like this is what it's hitting for. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that shit is whack because, you know, I remember, you know what I'm saying? I remember basically hosting exclusive DVD parties at my crib, my G. Like, I used to go to the spot. Have all the joints. I'm coming back to the crib with all types of motherfucking joints. Niggas would have thought I came back from Black Star. Know what I'm saying? Or some shit. All the DVDs I used to have up in the book bag. I used to go to the crib, and we used to be in the crib like fucking at least 10 deep all watching the battle joint. I remember we watched that motherfucking Murder Mook and Jay Mills, my G. We watched that shit over and over and over and over. And then what we did was, because on that same DVD, motherfucker, the nigga Corey Guns was snapping in the BMW. I remember that shit, the Get 'Em Girl beat, and he killed that shit. We was watching them two joints on the Smack. We watched that shit, no lie. We watched that shit for like a week straight. Like, it was the hottest. Like, it was the only thing on the planet, nigga. Like, no lie. Like, I remember a lot of them fucking ill-ass DVDs, like Too Raw for the Streets and shit like that. Like, they used to have, like, real exclusive shit back then. You know what I'm saying? That other motherfuckers wasn't having. Like, what was crazy, even back then on the battle scene, there was a two-on-two joint. I remember it was two little niggas battling some other fucking big-ass fucking tall motherfuckers. And these two little motherfuckers, they were going back and forth, no bullshit. They were going back and forth just like fucking Tay Rock and Sue Surf was. Like, when I was watching Sue Surf and Tay Rock, I called my cousin. I was like, yo, cousin, you remember that motherfucking battle we used to always watch with two little niggas? This is what this shit reminded me of. So it was like, that's why I think that Tay Rock and Sue Surf shit, like, man, that shit was ugly, yo. That shit fucked the game up. Like, for real, that nigga's might have fucked the game up. Like, people, like, you know when people thought Loaded Lux came through and he fucked up the game with the bullshit, with his little third verse that everybody fucking gassed like a motherfucking...
Yo, you hate Loaded, so you were super mad at that nigga. You never letting that go.
Nah, man. I was there in the building. I paid $350. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all niggas talk about. Fuck you talk about, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Real nigga shit, nigga.
Yo, my nigga, Links will never let that shit go, bro. It could be 50 years from now. Hey, nigga, my nigga, Lux took my fucking money.
Word up.
That shit go.
Nah, nigga. Because the battle world... Let that nigga pull a fast one on, nigga, and then he shit it on everybody. I try to tell y'all niggas didn't want to listen to him. What Lux really do? Let's be for real. What Lux really do since that third verse? Nothing.
Yeah, listen. I hear you, man. He ain't do shit to lose. He ain't do it. I mean, he ain't lose. He did shit to lose. That's all he did. He got body by Mook. You know, he valiantly lost to Hollow. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we'll see, man.
We gonna see what? We gonna see shit.
I mean, that nigga gonna battle. He gonna battle again, though. He's gonna be taking the church's money again, nigga.
Me and Poe was standing on stage for the Clips joint, like, you know what I mean? Like, we was right there.
That's a good ass battle, though.
Them niggas was arguing over some bullshit, like they was standing on fucking Lennox Ave or some shit. Niggas ain't had time for that shit. Y'all niggas, I mean, y'all could have kept that. I'm sure y'all did that 20 years ago, man. They got time for that, nigga.
So to answer the question, then, through all that conversation we just had, then, cuss. So you saying the shit might come back? Or what you saying? What you saying? Because, you know, now that it's over, I think, you know, it's a possibility.
What I'm saying is, with good training from Custom Model and my nigga Nels, anything is possible. You heard?
Yeah, that was a good one you just said, my nigga. That was funny as hell. He's stupid. They can say yes. Yeah, he's a fucking comedian. Yeah, he's an idiot. Yeah. He's a fucking idiot. Yeah,
real shit though, my nigga. Real shit. Nah, on some G shit. I just believe because, like, no lie, like, I see Blue Easy, and I feel like he's gonna be a problem, yo. That was it, like, and something else I think I want to happen in battle rap. I think, like, all the little bullshit-ass issues that niggas have that are stopping ill battles from happening, niggas need to stop it and get this money and stop bullshitting, and they need to stop it. Like, I'm not going to get the fucking getting the point in fucking anybody. I ain't going to start the point in names and fucking saying names and all the other extra shit. But at the end of the day, we all know who got issues with who. Know what I'm saying? And what's being, know what I mean? And what could potentially happen if niggas ain't had these issues. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, listen,
so, I just feel like niggas need to put them bullshit ass issues aside, stop fucking crying like some bitches. Know what I'm saying? And get this shit, know what I mean? Get this shit rolling like it's supposed to, man. Know what I mean? The culture needs this shit, man. I mean, I'm sorry, but yo,
we can't hold the battle culture on one battle, though. Niggas is ready. Wait, hold on, Licks. Niggas is ready for somebody to say fuck the culture. Watch. No, nigga.
I'm not saying one battle. There's a few fucking battles that should be happening that's not happening due to fucking politics and bullshit. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of battles. It's not just one. There's a few
Let certain niggas run around, though. Because, like, as you can see, Hollow's really not going anywhere. So, that nigga just, you know, it's just wrong. They might set up Tay Rock and Hollow somewhere. Watch, that'd be crazy.
Listen, man, like I said, any issues that any league has with any battle rapper, niggas need to clean it up. And any motherfucking battle league owners that have beef with other battle league owners need to clean it up and get this money, cause. Let's be for real, man. They're already trying to shut us down. Y'all see what's going on with Urban Plaza and all that other crazy shit. They're already trying to shut us down. They're trying to shut us down as is. And if we fighting and bickering over fucking bullshit as Bazooka Joe fucking gum, nigga, we all gonna lose. You know what I'm saying? It's a bigger picture than this shit, man. So niggas need to get that shit in order. And then niggas need to get this shit in order correctly. Because if niggas was unified, or at least, you ain't even got to be unified, but at least have some type of business, motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, have respect and not taking shots and on other extra little girl shit. Like, nigga, if you going to take a shot, that shit better be in the blog for you saying, I want to battle this person. Or I'm going to set up this, my top five battlers from over here versus these top five battlers over here, and let's get this shit rumbling. You know what I'm saying? And fucking really get it in. Because I'm telling you one thing, nigga, Vince McMahon ran this shit. We this matches already, nigga. Fuck you talking about, nigga. This is nigga.
But you gotta understand, it's already wrestling. I don't want, like, that's the thing, my nigga. Like, all I'm saying
Listen. What I mean by Vince McMahon running this shit, what I mean, he makes the shit that the fans want to see. You understand? Like, he makes it happen. And like I said, if these niggas got to stop fucking bickering and bitching over the little bullshit, them niggas can make shit happen too, my nigga. Somebody got to be a Don King of this shit and make the fight happen, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. And there's none of that shit because too many niggas, oh, I'm too cool over here, and I'm too cool over here. Let's shut the fuck up with that bullshit, nigga.
Well,
if you really
know,
about your fucking,
you know, I ain't
if you
lie.
Got your paper, if you really about your,
you know,
paper,
I feel like
get
that
paper.
Yo, huh? Real talk, shout out to Nakaya, the dude who's been doing the massacre joint. He's been putting together some of the battles that we've been wanting to see, but nobody else wanted to put the money towards, like, Ill Will Big K, for example, you know what I'm saying? Hollow Pat Steak. I think these are some battles we would have not seen if somebody just didn't had the balls to put that paper up. You know what I'm saying? Like, he put
and that's the
some
thing is, yo. Yo, awesome G shit. Awesome G shit. Yo, when it comes to business, everybody can get some motherfucking paper. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can get some paper, but I really know what it really boils down to. It boils down to that motherfucking footage and who motherfucking name's going to be motherfucking stamped on it. But, you know what I'm saying? On some real shit, Summer Madness too. Puff owned some of that shit. Nigga, that shit got re-rolled all over it, nigga. What you talking about? So niggas need to stop bullshit. Niggas need to stop bullshitting. That's all I'm going to say, because I know business. You know what I'm saying? I know business. And niggas need to stay, like, niggas can sit here and talk all that bullshit if they want, but like I said, Summer Madness 2, the biggest event that motherfuckers seen so far, got Revolt on it. If you watch Revolt, you will see motherfucking Summer Madness 2 battles on Revolt, my nigga. So, come on, man. So, niggas, somebody doing something, and niggas need to get it right, man. I'm telling you. Because either that, if we don't get it right amongst each other, we gonna keep having these Cassidy's versus disaster bullshit keep going on. We're going to keep having it. That's what's going to keep happening. And then we're going to be like, damn, son, that shit is whack. You know what I mean? And then we get back. The niggas get to complaining and bitching some fucking more. But if niggas just get it right from the door,
yo,
we don't have to worry about these niggas.
You know what's crazy?
We don't have to have these other niggas coming in with the bullshit, man.
Yeah, I hear you. Not to go off topic, but that same dude, they had a partnership with Hot 97 to basically string him out Summer Jam. So, yeah, that dude definitely got his ear everywhere in hip-hop right now, trying to spread that money everywhere. So, definitely need more people. You know what I'm saying? At least this time, he got with somebody that's up, you know what I'm saying, that at least know what they were doing. But other than that, I definitely hear what he was talking about. Like, I feel like guys, like, you know what I'm saying, like the partnership that like Smack has with EBL, like a partnership like that, I think a lot of, you know what I'm saying, if a lot of leagues that are trying to do something, you know what I'm saying, you guys need type sponsors like that. Y'all really feel like y'all gonna succeed. Other than that, I don't see it. You know what I'm saying? Like they've grown a partnership that's like a liable partnership. You know what I'm saying? They got their other, you know what I'm saying, like the Fergies and the, you know what I'm saying, the different clothing brands that's coming up and such that they mess them with. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, back in the wild, you know what I'm saying, Exclusive Vodka, like these are sponsors that they build up, you know what I'm saying, that can be able to, they're trusted with them enough to be able to give them that money to put towards a battle and such. I just think certain incidents and mishaps in battle rap, you know what I'm saying, has certain sponsors shy away from the, you know, they're doing that. And I think battle rap is trying to find their way back into becoming marketable to these sponsors so we can be able to get these big battles and such like that too. I think that definitely plays a factor.
But, yo, that's what also happens, though, like, with, you know, a lot of interviews I've been seeing with Battle League owners and shit like that, with people not having media training. You know what I'm saying? These battles ain't got no media training. Niggas coming straight from the street. So when they get in front of that camera, niggas might say some extra off-the-wall type nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, these sponsors and shit, these niggas might, you know what I mean? Check this out. You might have a sponsor, right? And he might have a son or a daughter that watches battle rap. He might walk in the room one day to see what his kid is doing, what he's watching. You know what I mean? Might see, you know what I mean? Might be watching an interview, and you see an interview with these motherfuckers in there talking mad crazy, unprofessional, mad reckless. Know what I mean? Motherfucker, look at this like, this motherfucker not marketable, man. He ain't about no fucking money, man. And motherfuckers walk away from that shit. But at the same time, though, you know what I'm saying? That goes from, you know what I mean, people not putting people on to the game. Like, you got to put people on to the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you, if you're going to have these MCs on fucking BET and all this other extra shit, at least teach these niggas how to conduct the fucking interview correctly. Like, you could tell, like, certain people that have grown, but if you go back and watch, like, a lot of fucking interviews, a lot of them shits was crazy. Stupid crazy.
Well, I give credit to Surf, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like how he conducted himself in the Hot 97 interview.
That's because, my G, Surf has media training because he's around niggas like motherfucking Joe Buttons and niggas like that are in the industry that are putting him on game. I mean, that's different. Mm-hmm. Not all these dudes. Have that type of leverage. You know what I'm saying? That's why Surf conducts himself the way he conducts himself. You know what I'm saying? And you got to understand, like, Arsenal been the smartest fucking nigga in this battle rap shit from the door. Like, that's just facts. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
true.
And like, the nigga business mind clearly been on point, nigga, for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody talk about, I need smack. That nigga Arsenal don't need a smack, and he looking like he eating very good. You know what I'm saying? Look like he eating very good and been eating very good for a very long time. You know what I'm saying? So that nigga is definitely doing something correctly. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, from being around Tretch and Redman and everybody I was involved making New Duck, you know what I'm saying? Niggas learn some things, you learn things, you know what I mean? But not everybody, like I said, not everybody has that. You know what I mean? You just got certain motherfuckers that just, niggas just mad reckless with it, you know what I mean? And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's why, yo, no, not for nothing, man, like, the motherfuckers, like, every time they be interviewing the Queen of the Ring girls, like, them girls be wilding on the interviews. I was like, yo, I don't know how the motherfuckers deal with that shit. Now, some of the interviews be fucking reckless. Like, I'm sorry, like, 40 Bars, she is not marketable at all. She does not know how to act on camera, my nigga, like, at all. You know what I mean? And this has nothing to do with her trying to beat up people for chicken and shit. She just don't know how to act. You know what I'm saying? She's crazy. But, hey, nigga, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Certain people, you're either going to learn the game, or these, you know what I mean? Or we're just going to keep continuing to have what we have, and niggas are going to be mad at what we have. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. I don't know what niggas is going to do.
I think we have to roll with the growing pains, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to take the good and the bad till we go back to another golden age.
I don't know. Well,
if we have another one, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know because my only issue, like, for real with battle rap is the people trying to jump up the ladder too fast and getting knocked down. And then these people fall off, and then they have to, like, come back, and then sometimes they only, like, semi-come back, like, i.e. Chilla Jones, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Jump from the PG to the Proving Grounds to fucking damn near not around, my nigga. I'm surprised nobody even said that to that nigga in a battle yet, because that nigga, like, I remember that nigga having the crazy buzz, everybody fucking with him, and that nigga just really disappeared. You know what I'm saying? After that DNA got them the fuck up out of here, but DNA was still getting niggas the fuck out of here. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know what happened to the bull. I don't know how y'all guys feel on that, but that's how I feel about it.
I think his writing ability is what's keeping him afloat in the talk. You know what I'm saying? But, like, battling-wise, this past, you know what I'm saying, year and a half, so...
Hey, yo,
I ain't gonna say that.
I want to ask you one thing, though. Are we, is this battle rap or this is writing rap? What is it? What are we doing here?
No, that's what I was saying. Like, he's actually still been having a good battle. You can't take away his battle with Chilla Jones. Dope battle. You know what I'm saying? His performance against, you know what I'm saying, the Saga. Great performance.
No, nigga, I'm talking about. I'm saying, you know, the Saga. Come on, my nigga. The Saga?
No, that's why I said. That's why I said his performance, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you want to rate. Like, I thought the Saga was pretty cool in that battle, but.
All right, listen.
He still had a great performance in that battle.
Listen, listen, I'm amongst these battle rap gods and shit like that. I mean, and these battle rap greats. Where the fuck does Sasaga really sit? Where is he sitting at? Where is he sitting at in this chain of the nicest of the nice niggas? I want to hear what you got to say about that, because yeah, that nigga beat Tsagaga, but that was something he was supposed to fucking do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's real shit. That's what I said. His performance.
Does anybody disagree with me? Does anybody disagree with me with that shit? Like, for real? Did we really think Tsagaga was going to beat Chiller? Did anybody think that?
I'm going to be real with you. No, but you got to also, and you got to understand something, too. I don't think Tsagaga actually has had a win, but that's what kind of makes him good, too. But
none of that has anything to do with Chiller, though.
No, because what I'm saying here, hear me. What I'm saying about Chilla is completely different. I feel like Chilla, yo, Lynx is right. That DNA ass whooping was bad, but everybody needs those. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, you know, Tay Rock's ass whooping wouldn't be valid, or anybody else who got their ass whooping had to come back. What I'm saying is that Chilla Jones, though, he was on the tear for a second, and he was ascending, and he lost, and now he's in that zone. It's kind of like the gray area in battle rap. He's back where he was. Like, so that's what Lynx means about, yeah, that writing shit gets you only but so far, because then as soon as he loses a fucking battle, where the fuck does that shit hold you at? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? All that writing shit add up to what? Yo, niggas will say you're nice at writing, but, like, you know what I'm saying? So I personally feel like, you know, Chilla Jones has improved a lot. And he got back on that stage and did his fucking
thing. Listen. Listen, don't get it wrong.
The last two battles Chilla lost was against Paz and QP. Those are only the last.
You're only good as your last performance, my nigga. And you know that better than anybody.
Everything doesn't think that way, though.
Hey, yo, hold on. Let me go back to his fucking slogan. Mr. Top, jump from the PGs to the, what I mean? Top tier and all that. He's a top tier.
Top tier to the proving, yeah, okay.
Top tier, like that's him? That's what he did, right? But you losing the niggas that are not even fucking top 10, my nigga. Fuck out of here, man. You're
right,
a fighter, man. Fuck out of here, man. You ain't even fucking, you know what I'm saying? The last top 10 nigga you seen, you got slaughtered. And that was DNA, and I was in the building for that. And I was ugly. Niggas was passing out and shit.
I mean, he's battled, nah, because he's battled top 10 since then and not got body or has won. You know what I mean?
How do you think he did against Math?
Yeah.
I think of the Exxon motherfucking gas spill that happened in Alaska when I think about that battle.
Okay,
You know what I mean?
How about, okay, now, mind you, you said that that's what he was supposed to do. But, yo, listen, you're going to say the same thing like the person I'm about to say. But he smoked him. Like, he smoked him. Prep, even though that's the nigga they put in front of him, he smoked that boy. He smoked him. Like, he didn't beat him, he smoked him. He did what he was supposed, like, even though you want to say he did what he's supposed to do, he might have exceeded it because he smoked him.
Yo, back to what the fuck I'm saying. You niggas is putting Glass Joe in front of me, man, and you telling me that he's nice because he beat Glass Joe. No, nigga. No. No. No, man. No. No, my
nobody,
nigga. No.
I don't know.
Hey, yo, Nev.
Hold on.
Yo, Nev. Where's my nigga Nev at? Yo, Nev. That nigga Nels ain't even here, man. God damn. But, yo, like I said, man, yo, for real, who the fuck that he battled? You telling me Prep is top tier? That nigga is not around right now, my nigga. Where the fuck he been? That nigga on a milk carton right now. All these niggas you named.
Why?
Besides,
why is he on a milk carton? Why is he on a milk carton, Link?
Oh, no.
Why is he on a milk carton?
Yo, Link. Before you thrash, niggas, I'm not involved in that part of it.
You just said it.
What I said was, don't, like, that part of it, Yo, chill. Yo, first of all, Prep has been getting bodied, bro. Like, don't even, like, I mean, yo, Hop, you can't defend that.
Chiller is his first body. That's about it. Look, who else bodied him?
Yo, my nigga.
I'm not even saying don't check for him, nigga. I'm just trying to understand what he means about that point.
My nigga, like I said, when it comes to if this was difficulty levels, y'all niggas is giving this nigga easy to barely medium. You know what I'm saying? Like, where is the 5 stars?
I mean,
where
where
is the Hall of Fame?
Nice. I could have sworn
like,
he battled.
Yo. Where's the Hall of Fame super wins?
Oh, yeah. Wait, I forgot about it. He lost to Cortez. He did lose to Cortez. Yeah.
Ah, God damn it. I don't even want to kill a Joe. That,
I totally
now,
forgot
now,
about
yo,
that.
Yo, Links. God.
What?
You right, Links. Yeah, listen. Because
you
lost
got
to
it,
Cortez.
You got
and,
it.
Yo, yeah, you got that. Because, yo, listen.
Huh?
Yo, listen. You got that. You got that. Because when that nigga
niggas
talked
totally
that shit
forgot
to Cortez,
about the Cortez battle.
And he said, yo, do anybody. Them niggas know Cortez now, niggas.
Yo.
Know Cortez
yo.
Now, nigga.
Hey, yo, for real. The funniest thing I heard, though, is y'all niggas said Prep, though. Like, we're talking about a nigga that's on the milk carton for real.
Oh, you
like,
go back, but you can't
hey, yo, my
him.
Nigga.
Like,
hey, yo.
That
hey, yo.
Fire.
That
he's
nigga Prep. Yo, that nigga Prep ain't have a good battle since that joint he had in the little store. You know what I'm saying? The little store.
Oh,
the saga? That was the saga, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That battle was cool. But, nigga, that nigga been on the motherfucking milk carton for real, my nigga. Like, I haven't seen him as long as I haven't seen the Half Moon standing next to Ronald McDonald at McDonald's, my nigga. It's been a long time, nigga. It's been a long time.
Oh, my God. Yo, listen. I'm just saying, Prep. I told y'all niggas before. I went up to Briz Rothstein and told Briz Rothstein Prep was going to smoke. Yo, Briz, I apologize on another show. I will apologize again. And the next time I say it, I apologize then too.
Hey, yo. I want to let everybody know, I never co-signed that right there.
No. No matter what nobody want to say, and like you said, you know, when niggas have good battles, they try to put them into the ring too fast with somebody that's extremely skilled or has a skill.
We're getting sidetracked. You know what I'm saying? I think we're getting too caught up in what happened to Prep, other than the person that did the happening, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not even,
you can't
I mean,
deny,
okay,
what, you can't deny Chiller, what Chiller was saying in that battle. Like, Chiller was saying some fire shit in that battle. Like,
all right, cool. Yo, listen, that shit is all good and dandy.
Well, that goes back to what Hop said about the same thing about K-Rock then, because that wasn't a fight. That was an execution. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think it just goes,
and I'm putting that in the sense of Chiller, you know what I'm saying, being a great battler, having great performances in battles, you know what I'm saying, in the sense that, you know, it got people comfortable enough to be on the URL stage again, but I think that Cortez battle got people shaky again.
That Cortez battle put him exactly back where he was before, because you got to understand, had he lost the battle, you know, it could be you could debate that a little bit more, and that will piss people off, but you could debate it. But the fact that, yo, you made that blog and all that shit, like, you know, like, people asked him to, you know, people wanted him to be more personable and all that shit, and that shit did not work.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, some G shit, we got to talk about something else, man. I'm tired of talking about a nigga that's on the milk carton, man.
Yo, I'm just saying, yo, listen, truthfully, I'm going to kind of end it on that. Between me and you, because you know it's the gray area question on where we at and why you still into it is an opinionated thing that you just got to ask other people.
Yeah, I guess
and
right
you
now, you know, right now,
out of it too,
you know, listen, man, we're gonna have to hopefully, you know, we get some good battles. Niggas is at home writing some fire shit. Niggas ain't bullshitting, waiting around.
It's going to be Matt Trey at bars and Urban Fiverr, and, you know, it's going to be like, that's the predictable shit I don't want to hear, you know?
Nah, yo, I already seen that, yo, nigga, not even 20 minutes after the incident happened, URL put up on their joint, and I seen that shit on other leagues, too. Niggas said, please do not have no Troy Ave and Urban Plaza bars. Like, then they asked
right,
specifically, leave that alone. Know
why
I'm
did
because,
they have a Muhammad Ali bar?
Because that nigga, because these
way.
Niggas is retarded. That's why. Well, yo, fuck
niggas
all that.
Nah, hold on. So you part of Muhammad Ali. I mean, that's a god. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying, but it's so predictable now that niggas is just
hold
doing
on,
it.
Hold on, fam.
Yo. But see, that's the thing, though, with these new categories niggas be coming up, present day bars. You know my present day bars. You know my present day bars were gonna be killer.
Current event bars.
Current event bars. You know. That shit is whack.
I mean, I like them. It just depends on how you do it. Like, don't be predictable with them. Like, you know what I'm saying, like.
Nah.
I mean, you gotta understand.
Everything is, yo. Let's be
yeah.
for real, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, let's be for real.
That's
hey,
what
that event.
Everything is predictable.
Yo, no bullshit. That event with Jazz and Official, my nigga, there was a fucking Drake quitting
another
like fucking
line. It was like 40
got him
bars. Niggas, like, everybody
right.
said got him.
Everybody
yo,
had got
idea,
him. Everybody had got him bars. Everybody had motherfucking Quentin Miller and Drake bars. Like,
yo,
know what I mean?
Say something though? Out of all the shit, yo, that nigga Sue Surf got him bar is crazy,
like,
boy.
It should have stopped after that. It should have stopped.
What?
Like, it should have been.
What should have stopped?
Yo, that nigga.
The got him bars.
Picking up the front right. like Welbin. Got him. Oh, my fucking God. Yo.
Oh, yeah.
Leave that boy alone. Leave that boy alone. Leave that boy alone. Leave that boy alone. Okay? That's
oh,
another thing,
man.
Too, man. You know, certain battles, I don't know. This whole shit, I just think at the end of the day, man, it's all opinionated still. I mean, hopefully it can get back to where it used to be. Because I mean, everybody going to have a different opinion. True.
Yo, listen. As long as we can't let fuck shit happen, this is what's going to happen. We're going to keep having fuck shit. That's it. It's real simple. Hey, man, it's real simple, yo. Real simple, like. You know what I mean? Walk across the highway, you're going to get hit, nigga. It's real simple. Real
yeah, I
want to
tell you something before we get up out of here. I watched the battle. It was cool. I don't think that it lived up to the potential that you put out. I'm not even joking.
It's Scooby-Doo-Doo.
Nah. Here's my thing. Maybe because I'm looking at it from a different angle, I don't know what battle of the year material is. Battle of the year material is anymore. I'm not going to really agree with that bullshit, but I feel like, you know what I mean, there's somebody going to be like, yo, I'm saying, but you ain't even really. No, nigga, this shit is not. It's not like how it once. The significance, like Hop said, well, there's still people that really love it and shit like that. Yeah, okay. I mean, it sounds better than what you see.
One of the best battles on the URL channel.
Nah, but you said that you know there's some people that still in it for how they just love it or whatever the case may be. I mean, I'm sure everybody got a love for it, but the love in it, I don't know. Last time I seen that, the only nigga that really did that, and that was a little while ago, was Chess, a couple of times. But even then, you know, Chess shit can get tiring after 3 rounds of him doing the same shit, but he finds his way through certain shit. So, shout out to Chess, by the way. Young boy, nice nigga. 17 years old, kicking niggas up. There you go. Nigga, like 17 years old, B. So it's crazy.
Dude, I'm like 18, bro.
Yeah. I mean, still a young boy, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all respect that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But yo, come up at the round table with your boy Sinatra signing out. Yeah, links. Hope you got a fucking fitted hat or something.
Yeah, I'm shit ass, nigga. Peace.
It's your boy Hip Hop, Hip Hop at the Roundtable. We out this joint.